The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Ksubis Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara on today's Daf brings down the concept, the heter of sex veka. The Gemara tells us, Heid Rabbi Shuv Rabbi Yehud ben Beseira, Al Almonas Iso Shehik Sheir Lekahuna. And Almonas Isa is kosher l'kahuna. And the reason given in the Gemara is because it is a svek sveka. There are two different svekas involving this particular woman's status. And since there are two svekas, and each sofek has a tzad kula, therefore, that is a reason to be mekel. Although in one sofek, we paskin sofek d'araisa l'chomra. However, where the same item or case has two tzadim lahakal, has two sveikas, which each tzad has a sofik lakula, in that case, the Gemara teaches us that we can be mekel. There's a machloikas Rashi and Tosis exactly what the case of the almonas isa is. However, they both agree that there are two tzadim lahakal about this particular woman. Rashi learns that the original husband of this woman, the first husband of this woman, was a Suffolk Chalal. However, it was a Suffolk based on two Svekas. First of all, we don't know if this Kayan's mother was a Gerusha or not. And we also do not know whether this particular person was born from the first marriage or the second marriage. In other words, had the mother not been a Gerusha, even if he would have been born from the second marriage, he would not be a chalal. And even if the mother was a grusha, but if he's born from the first marriage, he's not a chalal. So we have two tzadim to be mekel. According to Tosis, the case of the almanas isa is that we know that there's a suffik chalal involved in this greater mishpacha. We're not sure exactly which branch. And again, we do not know whether this woman is from the branch which has the suffix, and the suffix itself may actually be mutter. And therefore the Gemara says that in a case of a sex veka, we can be mekel. The Rashi explains that the reason why we're mekel by a sex veka is because of the concept of roiv. Because we have roiv tzadim l'hakel, most of the possibilities would be mutter, since there are two sveikas. It's A or B. And even if it's B, it breaks down further. There's still a tzad kula, since there are two tzadim lahakal. So therefore, the concept of roiv kicks in. Now, it's important to recognize that there are sveikas where, although most of the possibilities are lakula, most of the probabilities are not lakula. We find sveikas where, let's say, for example, we'll have a suffix which is 70-30, 70% l'isser and 30% l'heter. And then in the 70%, again, of that 70%, it's 80% l'hachmir and 20% l'hakol. We have sveksvekas in Shas and in the Rishonim where most of the possibility may be l'chumra. However, most of the probabilities may be l'chumra. If we add up the percentage points of kula versus chumra, there are times when we have a valid sex veka where in the percentage points, there's a greater percent of chumra than kula. However, since if we count up the possibilities, most of the possibilities are mutter, that constitutes a sex veka. That is the shita of the Rashba that has to do with roiv of the possibilities. There's a Pnei Yeshua which says that roiv Rishonim hold Safik Daraisa L'chumra is Minatera. According to the Rambam who holds that a Safik Daraisa is L'chumra only Midrabanan, so that a sex veka can be easily explained. The first Safik, Chazal were Geyser, they should be L'chumra Midrabanan. Once you have a second Safik, So then, the Isser right now, Misafik, was only Isser Derabanan. The second Safik creates that we can now say Safik Derabanan Lakula. But in any case, the Svek Sveka is a heter, which the Gemara mentions, and the Achreinim, Befrat, the Shach, at the end of Simon Kufyud, makes 36 klolim in Hilchas Svek Svekas, and the Nosek Halim dan very much the klolim of the Shach. The conclusion of the Shach is, in Klal Amid Vav, the 36th rule of Svek Sveka, the Shach says, Dine Svek Sveka amukim uruchavim. The dinim of Svek Sveka are very deep and very wide. Ruchavim ineyam. The yesh bahem klolim vinyonim harbe. There are many klolim and many inyonim. Inyonim shal zeh, loike inyonim shal zeh. The gam bidovor kal vidak. Even if there's a slight difference, yesh lahafresh bein zeh lazeh. Al kain, therefore the Shach says, since Svek Sveka is very dakistic and very, one has to be very clear whether this is a valid Svek Sveka. Again, especially in the light of what we said before, we have Svek Svekas where we're going to be making because we have more possibilities, leheter, although the probability might not be like that. And the Svek Sveka emerges as a type of roiv, so to say, which could be matter and iser, because it's complicated, there are rules. There are complicated rules when the Svekas are allowed to build one upon the other. And therefore, the Shach says, Ein lanu achshav levadeis shum Svek Sveka. We do not have the ability to create our own Svek Svekas. Oy Safik Derabanan Lahakal. The Shach says we cannot create our own Safik Derabanan Lahakal. Lomay Dover Midover. Only the ones which were clearly mentioned in the earlier Paiskim. And then the Shach says something else. He says that there's another type of sexeka which the Shach is comfortable in being makel. And that is Sheyesh Beloizet Stodim Lahater. Sometimes we find something which in the words of world of the Rabbanim we call a tzirf. There are kamat stodim lahater. That when you analyze this shayla, it seems that there are many reasons to go ahead and to be meka. Although technically, this might not be a sex veka, all the rules of sex veka might not apply to this case. However, when this kamat stodim lahakal, that's also a reason to go ahead and to be meka. And that's why you hear sometimes from a pesik that we have Kamat Sirufim over here, and Kamat Stodim Lahakal, even the Shach, who's Machmir in creating Svek Svekas, agrees when there are Kamat Stodim Lahakal, we can go ahead and be Mekel. And the Shach concludes, the Gamze Acha Reiv Ho'in, and even to be Mekel with Reiv Stodim Lahater, or if you hold that this is exactly the case of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim, it's also only after Reiv Ion. And if you're Zeus, Shalom Rav Oyeve Teresecha, Ve'ein Lame Michshon. Now, the actual halacha that the Shach says, that we cannot create our own sex acres, is Shani B'machlekes. Although the Chavis Das and others bring the Shach, however, the Arach Reinim who say that they saw the Rabbein paskening sex acres, and therefore we have a Kabbalah that Achar Roiv Ion, we could create our own sex eggers. However, one has to know very well the Klolim and the rules and regulations in order to make sure that their sex eker is, in fact, a valid sex eker. However, the Pais can also say that even according to the Shach, really there are two types of sex eckers. Sometimes you have a sex faker, which one looks at the item and has two fakers on the item. Those sex fakers are more complicated. However, there's another type of sex faker. It's a sex faker where the first suffix is, I'm not sure if there's a race at all. I'm not sure if the wild animal entered the pen of sheep and attacked the sheep at all. And even if it attacked the sheep, then maybe it didn't make it into a trefa. If the entire Reisa is Misafik, so even according to the Shach, we can rely on such a sexeka. Just to recap so far, a true sexeka, especially a sexeka where we're counting the possibilities rather than the probabilities, the Shach says we cannot do unless we have this exact case in Chazal. The other Achrayim argue, but again, it must be done with tremendous amounts of iyun and concentration to make sure one is not making a mistake. If it's a sfeksfeka, the first suffix being that we're not sure if we have a reis at all, that everybody agrees we can do, and also a case of reis stadim lahakol, those type of sfeksfekas we can actually rely on. What I wanted to share with the Olam now is that, in fact, there are two inyanim where we are not seimach on a sfeksfeka, but yet, in a case of reis stadim lahakol, we will go ahead and be makel in a sexeka. The Badei HaShulchan brings, at the beginning of the Kol Sexeka, four comments about sexekas. First of all, he brings, Yeshanir Midvarav, there are some Peskim, namely a Mishnah Lamelech, who say that the Isser Karas ain't Mekilim a sexeka. That by an Isser Karas, we are not makel on a sexeka. However, he brings, that the Ar Cholkim, he brings the Primigodim and Hilchos Treifus and others who are Chelik, and they say that even by an Issacharis we can be Makel with a Sveksaker. Rav Meisha in Igris Meisha, Chelik or Chaim Dalad, Sibin Ayin Dalad, he was asked if one is allowed to pour ketchup on Shabbos onto a hot piece of meat which is sitting in a kli sheni. What is the parameters of the shayla? So really, this shayla is a case of a sfeksfeka. Rav Meisha assumes over here, the Ar Cholkim, that ketchup has the halacha of a davalach. It's a cooked davalach, which the halacha is a davalach shenit stane, a davalach, a liquid which has cooled off. Even if it was fully cooked, there is an Isser Bishul when one reheats it. Again, the Ar Cholkim, there are those who want to say that ketchup has the halacha of a Dava Yavesh. However, Rav Meisha assumes that ketchup has the halacha of a Dava Lach. So, we have this ketchup. It's fully cooked, cold. Therefore, there's a Machlekes Rishayim. Some Rishayim hold Ein Bishul Ach HaBishul, even on a Dava Lach. And there are Cholkim. There are those who say that on a Dova Lach Shenet Stanein, there is Bishol Lach HaBishol. Secondly, where are we pouring the ketchup? We're pouring this ketchup onto a hot piece of meat in a klisheni. We have a klal that klisheni is not mevashal. A food item in a klisheni cannot cook. However, there are achrayim who say that that is dafka, a liquid in a klisheni cannot cook. A dover gush, a solid item in a klisheni, does have the ability to cook. So when one wants to pour ketchup onto hot meat in a klisheni, l'chaira, we have a sfeksaker l'haka. Maybe the ketchup is liquid, and or I say like this, maybe the ketchup is solid, and we have the following sfeksaker. Maybe a Dover Lach Shenet Stanin has Bishol, and maybe a Dover Lach Shenet Stanin does not have Bishol. And even if you can tell me Dover Lach Shenet Stanin, it's also to cook it on Shabbos, but maybe the Dover Gush can't cook it. So L'chayra, we have a Sveksek L'Hakel to pour the ketchup onto the Dover Gush. So Rav Meisha writes like this, Nir Ladina, it would seem L'Halacha, that it's mutter to go ahead and to pour the ketchup onto the Dova Gush. And he says like this, the Afim Nachmer Gabe Shtei Chumras, even if we're going to go ahead and be Machmer in a Sveksveka in Hilchos Shabbos, because Rav Meisha writes that Ulai, maybe it's correct because of the Chaymer of Shabbos to be Machmer in a Sveksveka in Shabbos. The Mishnah Lamelech said, even when you're stuck, you can't be makel a sexeka in an issacharis. we said over, there are achreinim who argue. The achreinim say that at least b'di'eved, one can proceed and be makel on an isekaris with a sekseka. However, l'chatchila, to create it, to rely on a sekseka d'ilcha Shabbos, Ramesha says, ulayesh l'hachaber. Shabbos, chumr the Shabbos, maybe even a sekseka we should machaber. However, Zok the Mishnah, Zok Ramesha, that over here, where these two tzadim in halacha, the chumra of Dava Gush, and the chumra that lach, that Dava Lash and Espashal still has Bishal, so that Zok Ramesha are both chumras ba'almas. Me'ikra Adin, really we hold not like either of those chumras. Me'ikra Adin, many Rishonim hold that Dava Lashon and Stanin is mutter. We also hold Mikra did not like Dava Gush. So to go ahead and be Machmer two Chumris, so that Ramesha says we don't have to do. So again, this is a very interesting application. If it would be two Sfeikas HaShokel, Ramesha would say maybe we should be Machmer, it's a Sex Sfeika. But because each Tzad over here is more likely that one should be makel, is begedim more of a chumra, so Ramesha feels that over here, although this is a issue which we would not be makel in a sekseka, but b'chahigavna, where it's two chumras, one can be makel, one can be makel, one can treat it like a sekseka, and be makel. The second example I wanted to bring is a very common example. The Mishnah Berurah paskens in Hilchos Brachos that, as we all know, Safek Brachos Lahakal, we do not make Brachos so easy. Safek Brachos Lahakal. Zokt, the Mishnah Berurah, then not only do we say Safek Brachos Lahakal, but even in a Svek Seka, we say Safek Brachos Lahakal. That even if we have a Svek Seka pointing that one should go ahead and make this Bracha, we still would do not have the nerve to go ahead to be mazki the shem Hashem, to go ahead and to make such a bracha. The example that Mishnah Berurah brings is, what happens if a person ate, let's say for argument's sake, he ate one grape, and now he wants to make a bracha achrein. So look, on a single grape, there's our place in the hold, since it's a beria, if you put it into your mouth whole, therefore you have to make a bracha achreina. It's choshev even if it's less than a kazayis. We say safek brachos lahakel. On a beria, we do not make a bracha achreina. But what happens if this is a larger grape, and you're misupik whether it's a kazayis? So now you have a sekseka. Maybe it's a kazayis and it requires a bracha achreina. And even if it's not a kazayis and it does not require even if it's not a kazayis, but could be it still requires a bracha achreina. Because maybe the halacha is like the Paiskim, that on a beria, one makes a bracha achreina, even if it's less than a kazayis. The halacha is, we do not make a bracha achreina, even in a sekseka, we do not make brachas. The shaila is, that we're all familiar with the halacha, that what happens if a person forgets to count Sfiras HaOmer at night, and he ends up counting Sfiras HaOmer during the day? Or what happens if a person is Bechlal Mesupik, whether he counted last night, the fourth night of Sfira, he did not count at night, he's Mesupik now, whether he counted at all at night, or let's say he for sure didn't count at night, he counted during the day. He comes to the fifth night of Sfira, we're all familiar, he makes a bracha. Why? There's a sekseka. What's the sekseka? Well, the Behag holds that the 49 nights of Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah. If one misses one night, one cannot continue to count with a bracha. Rav Rishonim argue on the Behag, and they hold that even if you miss one night, it's 49 separate mitzvahs, 49 separate brachas. The fact that you missed last night does not affect you tonight. Now, counting Sfira during the day, well, it's also a suffix. Maybe Sfira is dafka by night, or maybe Sfira is kosher during the day. So, if a person counts the fifth night, and he counted during the day of the fourth, so he has a sekseka. Maybe the 49 nights are ma'ak of each other, and maybe the 49 nights are not ma'ak of each other. And even if they are ma'ak of each other, maybe I was Yotze 4 when I counted during the day. Or let's take a simpler case. He's Bechlal Mesupah, where they counted last night. He davened the long Shreyas Yemayiv. By the time he finished Mayiv, the Tzibur already counted. He doesn't remember clearly whether he counted after Mayiv or not. Again, we have a sex thinker. Maybe they're ma'ak of each other, maybe they're not ma'ak of each other. And even if they're not ma'ak of each other, maybe he counted last night. The halacha is, Mishabur passes very clearly that he makes a bracha on the fifth night. The shayla is, again, we already just finished saying, we do not make brachas with a sex seka. The teretz is that this also goes into the tzad of roiv stodim lahakal, which the shach, who is makman sex sekas, said that roiv stodim lahakal is better. The point is as follows. This roiv rishayim argue on the back. Roiv rishayim holds that one is mechuyev to count, even if one does not lose the mitzvah, even if one missed a night. And this is very important. Sometimes when people miss a night, they think that, you know, they're doing only half-based. That's, you know, a half-baked zach, and therefore they're not as careful as they should be. Roiv rishayim hold like the back. If it wouldn't be a shayla of safek brachas, we would pass him a chuyif to count. Because roiv paiskim hold that nights are not knock of each other. We're chayishish for the nasa behag. What's the gear to the chumra of Rachel of Atala not to go ahead and make a Rachel of Atala? Memela, we're only chayish for the chumra of the behag when the behag is vaday. However, when it's a suffix in the behag, so then that's already considered to be roiv stodim, and b'chahai gavna, we will be willing to be nichnas v'ayvei akaira, we'll be willing to go ahead and to make a bracha. So these are two examples where we would not say a sex seka, but again, where it's roiv stodim, a sex seka is allowed. I just wanted to mention that there's one more area where many poskim hold that sex sekas do not work, and that is when it's a shayla of sakana. When Chazal were mekabel that certain things are osur machas pasakana, sometimes you have a sex seka lahakal in those in yonim. In those cases, many poskim say that we do not rely on a sex seka where we're dealing with the issue of sakana, chamira sakanta me isura, and since chamira sakanta me isura, so therefore we do not rely on a sex seka when we are dealing with an issue of sakana.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.